Kahal Kadosh B'nai Israel, known today as Rockdale Temple, is perhaps best known as the first Jewish congregation west of the Allegheny Mountains. But what is not so well known is that KK B'nai Israel, established in 1824 by a small group of Jews in the frontier city of Cincinnati, began as a traditional synagogue. Unlike its sister congregation, KK B'nai Jeshurun, known today as Isaac M. Wise Temple, B'nai Israel does not have Reform roots. Instead, the traditional congregation evolved greatly over a period of 50 years into the bastion of Reform Judaism it is known as today. B'nai Israel's changing identity can be attributed to both the wants and needs of its membership, as well as the growing Reform community in Cincinnati in the middle of the 19th century. In particular, the late 1860s and early 1870s were a major time of change in KK B'nai Israel's history. This was a period in which the congregation made major reforms, including the abolition of second-day holiday observances and the introduction of an organ for worship services, that forever affected its identity in the landscape of Cincinnati and American Jewry. A look at the minutes from a meeting of the Board of Trustees illustrates the leadership's desire to make changes within the congregation and shows the method by which many of KK B'nai Israel's reforms developed. The American Jewish Archives holds the entire collection of records for KK B'nai Israel, including the minutes of the Board of Trustees and congregational meetings, dating back to the very first gatherings in 1824. For the first 100 years or more, the congregation's meeting minutes were written in a beautiful calligraphy-like script and recorded in oversized, bound books by a succession of secretaries. On September 1, 1872, Board Secretary A. Abraham wrote that the president of the Board of Trustees, Julius Freiberg, introduced a radical suggestion to the rest of the board. The president stated the business of the meeting was to consider a proposition that had been made in reference to abolishing the service of the second day of Rosh Hashanah, and in conjunction with which he had requested Dr. Lilienthal to give his views on the subject in writing, and he presented the following letter from the doctor, which was on motion received and ordered in the minutes. Freiberg had requested the opinion of B'nai Israel's rabbi, Dr. Max Lilienthal, on the subject, which is reproduced in the minutes. The letter was originally written by Lilienthal on August 26, 1872, and was addressed to the president, officers, and trustees of Mound Street Temple, the colloquial name for B'nai Israel at that time. The holy days in Tishri are fast approaching, and thus I beg to submit for your consideration the question whether it would be advisable to abolish the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Our congregation has abolished the second, the rabbinical holiday of all our festivals, except that of Rosh Hashanah. This day was formally retained on account of the manner in which the holy days were promulgated by the authorities in Jerusalem, the news of which proclamation could not reach in proper time the distant congregations. But these authorities have been abolished long ago, and we now celebrate our holidays according to correct astronomical calculations. The falling back upon the authority of the Bible was read Leviticus 23:24. In the seventh month, in the first day of the month, shall ye have a Sabbath, a memorial of blowing of trumpets, a holy convocation. The Bible, therefore, knows full of one day of prayer, of the first day, and it remains with the congregation to decide whether it will continue or abolish the celebration of a second day of Rosh Hashanah. Awaiting your action and decision, I remain with highest consideration, gentlemen, your obedient servant, Dr. Lilienthal. Lilienthal's opinion that abolishing the second day observances for the new year was acceptable is not much of a surprise, owing to the fact that Lilienthal was a major catalyst for reform and change at KK B'nai Israel during his tenure, from 1855 to 1882. He was a frequent contributor to Reform Jewish publications such as The Occident and The American Israelite, and an instructor at Hebrew Union College. Dr. Lilienthal dedicated much of his preaching to issues of tolerance and was well known for his liberal interpretation of Jewish law. It may be a shock, however, to a reader of B'nai Israel's history to learn that the Board of Trustees, made up of first and second generation members of the congregation, an old guard from B'nai Israel's traditional beginnings, would vote unanimously to pass the motion to abolish the second day service. The board minutes state, "It was then on motion resolved that the Board of Trustees recommend to the congregation that the observance of the second day of Rosh Hashanah be henceforth abolished in accordance with the views expressed in Dr. Lilienthal's letter." The next 4 years of Board of Trustees and congregational minutes illustrate the larger congregation's unease with the abolition of the observance. Even though the entire Board of Trustees was in favor of the abolition, both in 1872 and in 1875, the congregation moved to table the discussion indefinitely. The board and rabbi were ready to make changes within the congregation when the larger membership was not. It was not until 1876, 4 years after the board's vote, that the congregation decided by a very slim margin to end KK B'nai Israel's second day Rosh Hashanah observance. Interestingly, both preceding the abolition of the second day Rosh Hashanah observance and during the process of doing so, the congregation had abolished all other second day services, ended the requirement to wear kippot in the sanctuary, and installed an organ for use during services, all before it allowed for the abolition of second day Rosh Hashanah services. Still, board and congregational meeting minutes show that most decisions concerning reforms at B'nai Israel took time, and often the board was ready to make a change before the membership. The process by which the second day of Rosh Hashanah observance was abolished at KK B'nai Israel not only highlights the process by which reforms came about at the historic congregation, but also was a major turning point in B'nai Israel's journey towards becoming the Reform Temple it is known as today.